Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and we are back with another topic for this week. So, I was talking to a friend of mine who was quite sad and insecure about herself. Whenever I tell her to appreciate her own beauty, she used to say, "I'm not pretty at all. What should I do to get pretty?" After hearing these lines, I just got so annoyed and angry that I ended up fighting with her. I don't know how can a girl say she's not pretty. Everyone is pretty and has their own qualities, but she was just not ready to accept that fact. One day, she told me that she feels like her boyfriend will leave her just because she's not pretty and beautiful like any other girl. I felt like her boyfriend was making her insecure about who she is. She felt like she is unimportant to him and he doesn't value her like he used to do earlier. What I feel is someone is going to value you when you value yourself. She doesn't value her own beauty and uniqueness, so how will her boyfriend value her? You need to have confidence in yourself. No matter how much people are trying to let you down, you have to believe in yourself and you can do anything. No matter how much people are trying to change you, you have to be who you are. If you are trying to adjust yourself by changing, you will never be happy with who you are. You have to accept yourself as who you are. Even with all the flaws and insecurities, you are the best. You are the best version of yourself. Although, keep on working on yourself and your qualities, but you need to accept the fact that this is who you are. You can't change yourself for anyone else in this world, not even for your partner. Sometimes, you have to take a certain steps to make your relationship work, but it's completely fine and necessary. While you are in a relationship, you both have to work 50-50. It's not a one-sided thing. Both of you have to do certain things to make that relationship work. Sometimes you might feel like your relationship is falling apart and you can't do anything to make it right. Even after trying so much, things are just falling out. You are just helpless in that situation and trying to think where things might have gone wrong. Sometimes you might even try to change yourself just to be with that one person who meant so much to you. You don't have to change yourself. You know, one of the most important piece of advice that I have learned is you can't be important to someone all the time. Maybe for a specific period of time, you will matter to someone a lot, but the next moment, it's all gone. And I know it hurts, but time will heal your broken heart and you will stand back again. Make yourself the most important person in your life. You have to learn to choose yourself first and then others, even if it hurts them. You don't have to let others be the hero of your life. You are your own hero. You are the best thing that has ever happened to you. You have to learn to enjoy your own company. It's better to not get hurt in the end. You know, we always care about what other things about us and avoid focusing on how we feel about ourselves. This creates a society in which people try to impress others in order to be liked, and deep down, they all are unsatisfied and malcontent because they don't like that version of themselves. They are just trying to adjust themselves to the ongoing environment. If you don't like something, just say it. You have to put your opinion in front and value it even if everyone else is just denying the fact. You don't have to adjust to something you don't like. Do whatever that makes you happy. You know, a little bit of love can completely change you and make you believe that you are the best. While you are in love, that's the best feeling in the world. Nothing can be compared to that one feeling. You feel powerful and confident. You believe in yourself. You don't ever want to lose that one feeling, you know, the feeling of being loved. The power of love and affection is so enormous, and spreading it with people can transform the world. But always remember, you must be kind to yourself first. Instead of trying to change who you are, start loving yourself. Give yourself permission to feel good. Transform your own world first and then change the world for others. It happens very often that we don't treat ourselves with kindness and affection we deserve and expect others to treat us that way. But my love, is the worst thing you desire for? You need to love yourself in order to get loved. This will boost your confidence, attitude, and health. People tend to enjoy being around and fall in love with those who love them without any doubt and conditions. For this, self-love is the vital element in building relationship. You have to do things for yourself first, and then you can do it for others. You have to say no for all those times you used to say yes to protect your own mental peace. You have to choose your goals at the top because you deserve them all. You have to believe in yourself every day and keep up with that one promise that you made up with yourself. You don't have to allow others to play with your emotions and feelings even at the cost of ending your relationship with them. Although this has nothing to do with them or anyone else's in the world, but you have to do this for yourself. You are just enough as who you are. You need to love yourself as much as you can. You need to start feeling your own emotions. You need to build self-confidence, and the secret to building it isn't to stop caring what people think, but it's to start caring about what you think. It all depends on your opinion of yourself is more important than anyone else's opinion. Recently, I feel like some people have issues regarding their own physical appearance, whether they are fat or slim, fair or black, tall or short, or anything. The only reason people are getting fat shaming or something is that they don't accept themselves as they are, and they give permission to other people to say anything about them. Sometimes we judge another person on the basis of their looks, but we don't know what they are dealing with or going through. We all should also accept how any other person is. But the most important thing is, you should feel confident and comfortable in your own body, and it's great to look after your own body. You are a reflection of the wonders of nature. You can find your own beauty by practicing self-love, and trust me, it's very difficult. While everyone tries to play on our insecurities, it's hard not to compare ourselves to others. We are bombarded by people's images with attractive bodies, even though most of the images are not even real. Either they are edited or doctored in order to sell the ideas, but we easily forget this, and then it magnifies our confidence level. We have always been told about something like perfect body, which makes people feel complex about it, and trust me people, there is no such thing as perfect body. There are no rules to beauty. Accept yourself as who you are. You all need to embrace your flaws and get comfortable in your own skin. Wear your imperfections like they don't need a season to be fashionable. No one's opinion defines you. You define yourself. Your confidence defines you. So, Feel free to do whatever makes you happy. Feel free to wear anything. Focus on doing things that makes you happy. You could show the world how to obtain happiness through self-acceptance. Here, we come to an end for this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in and make sure you hit the follow button. Until then, just remember, you are the best version of yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.